Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend. Trina Mari here, and on the line we have little people, I think, in the background. Comedian Kevin McGarren, how are you?
What's up, Trina? How are we getting on?
Are you changing nappies, or what are you up to?
They are fully changed. We have two fresh bums. Everything is under control for the next 20 minutes at least.
Okay.
Pull up your trousers.
Oh, it's great crack trying to juggle it all. Well, listen, we're all watching you on Dancing with the Stars at the moment. I'm reading things about this, how you said that this is a really, really stressful time for you. Now, are you exaggerating, or is it really the truth?
No, like, you've no idea the pressure. To learn a dance in like 5 days, when you've got no dancing training or no anything training, it's very stressful. Like, yeah. It's emotionally draining. Like, the first 3 days, you're absolutely in hell. There's a woman shouting at you every day. Like, I was nearly brought to tears a couple of times.
And Camille, are you feeling muscles that you never knew you had?
Yeah, there's definitely new growth developing.
Yeah, you got to push through.
Your legs are a bit. you got to push through. I'm watching a lot of, like, Rocky films to kind of put me in the right mood.
I mean, Paul Brogan went out, and poor Paul, like, he didn't have that much time to rehearse because he was still working his day job in the ESB and doing his rehearsals later on. So how much rehearsing are you getting in?
We'd normally kind of walk through it on a Monday, so we'd spend maybe a couple hours on Monday and then kind of 5 hours really till Friday, and then you do about 4 hours on Friday. So it's intense enough, like, there's a good bit of time spent on it.
Are you kind of dedicating all your time to this at the moment?
Pretty much. Between that and the two kids, like, you know, you don't have the time for much else.
Are you being undermarked, do you feel?
Like, it's hard to know yourself. Like, people kind of messaging me on Twitter and stuff saying that. But to be honest, like, you don't really know how good you are yourself. You know, it's very hard to comment on your own abilities. Like, I'm not a dancing expert, so far from it. So, yeah, but there was a couple of times where I felt, you know, you'd feel like they're a bit harsh, but what can you do? You can only kind of keep working on to the next one, you know.
I saw a few weeks ago there was some comments being made on social media, and it was saying how the women were actually being undermarked, and the men could walk out and literally do nothing and they'd get a high score. So it seems to they've taken heed of that, and they're taking it too literally now to give the fellas a lower score, I think.
Yeah, geez, I don't know. I don't think, yeah. I can definitely see. Yes, Wallace. What?
The joys of juggling.
Oh, pull up your pants. Sorry.
Pull up your pants.
Sorry. Her pants are falling down. Sorry, Wallace. I don't know. I think, sure. Look at all these theories arrive online. You can't really pay too much attention to them.
And Camille, what dance is this weekend then tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night it is Paso Doble to Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh, are you feeling confident, or how did you get on with that one this week?
Usual crack. It's absolutely torture for 3 days, and then Thursday you're like, oh, I think I kind of half know this now. So it's just a matter of kind of, like, you can kind of learn the steps, but you need to look like you're not concentrating too hard. You need to work on enjoying it, which is actually a skill in itself, you know.
And poor Suzanne Jackson, actually, didn't she forget the steps one of the nights there when she finally got out? So you need to just make sure that you definitely have them.
Well, see, that's it. Like, we all forget steps. I suppose the trick is to just keep going.
The recovery.
Because if you keep going, like, the audience usually hasn't a clue. Like, you're probably screaming inside your own head, like, oh my God, I was supposed to put my toe out there and I put my toe in here.
That's
a disaster. The audience couldn't give a damn. Like, as long as you don't stop completely, then, you know, you're grand.
And what a lot of people won't know is Sunday, when you're on Dancing with the Stars, is a very, very long day, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I suppose you're in for around nine. And some of the girls have to come in earlier because their hair is more complicated than ours, apart from Shane Byrne. So they have to come in earlier.
Leon was telling me when she was on the show, she was in from 7:30 on a Sunday morning.
That's too much. Like, you're wrecked by the end of the day.
Going all day. But then you get, I would imagine, when the show starts, you get that buzz. You're like, right, and you're full of energy again.
You do, yeah. You get the adrenaline buzz, definitely, from the audience.
And then at the end of the show, you still have that. It's probably hard to sleep, is it, on a Sunday night?
Do you know what? A pint of Guinness and an Eddie Rockets burger does wonders for my sleeping.
Yeah, and then you do it all again on the Monday.
And then you start all again.
Fantastic. Well, look, we'll keep an eye out for you this weekend, Kevin. You're feeling confident, obviously, that you'll be in for another week at least.
Well, we're safe this week anyway, because nobody goes home tomorrow night.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, brilliant.
Dedication week. Yeah, yeah. We're safe enough. Or we're all safe. We can all breathe a sigh of relief.
Breathe a little bit. Well, you know,
at least
yeah.
7 days.
Yeah, exactly. Lovely. Kevin, catch you soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Trina.
See
we'll talk to you soon.
It's something for the weekend in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.